This is Al Simpson. As crime literally explodes across the country, liberals in Congress continue to hold the president's crime bill hostage. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, Bush long ago joined the vast majority of Americans who are plain fed up with criminals getting off on technicalities, who demand the death penalty for violent criminals, and who are almost begging for reform of the habeas corpus system, which is so unfair to our state police, and more importantly to the victims and their families who still anguish in seeing convicted criminals make a mockery out of our liberal criminal justice system. Ted, you Democrats have curtly discarded the president's strong anti-crime bill for an anti-police, anti-victim, and pro-criminal crime bill. While the ACLU may have written the lyrics of this old song for you, you liberals still sing the melody. Just like the criminals your liberal bill aims to coddle, you Dems always sing as if you're behind by two bars and you've lost the key.
Sour grapes, Al. That demagoguery won't work anymore. Republicans have lost the crime issue, and you deserve to. You right-wingers are willing to kill our entire Democratic anti-crime bill for one reason only. You can't stand the idea of gun control. The whole brouhaha over who killed the crime bill boils down to one very important issue. Not the death penalty, not habeas corpus. What you can't stand is our provision imposing a 5-day waiting period before handguns are sold. That way, law enforcement agencies have time to run background checks on handgun purchases to make sure they're not criminals or drug addicts. It may just be the most important anti-crime provision in the entire bill, Al. Even President Bush once said he'd accept it, but the gun lobby backed him down, Al. That's no way to win the war on crime. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on using television more effectively to help children learn. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.